Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Sam Smith and Grant McLean with a new agency in Tyler, and already a big one and a busy one known as the Hand Up Network. Good morning, gentlemen. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. Good to be with you.
Thank you, John.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. The Hand Up Network, 200 North Beckham Avenue in Tyler, right across the street from La Michoacana Grocery. If you want to know exactly where it is and can kind of like to picture it in your mind, and years ago, the Assembly of God Church, it's been through several iterations since that point. And how long has this facility housed the Hand Up Network?
Well, actually, the Hand Up Network was just launched in January of 2019. Prior to that, it was East Texas Cornerstone Assistance Network. But we've just launched in January, and I've got a lot of great things going for the people of East Texas.
Tell us about yourselves, first of all. That's probably as good a way as any to give people some background and idea of what you do, because I know you both have a lot of experience. And as we were talking before the show, the word international ministry just kept coming up. And it sounds like that background alone is a key part of what you're all about now.
Well, it really is. I'm a native East Texan, went to high school here in East Texas in Bullard. Was the CEO of Mercy Ships and ran a group called Medical Ministry International out of Allen, Texas. Also work with a gentleman by the name of Mike Lindell. I'm sure anyone that's seen my pillow ads know Mike.
Or heard him on the radio.
You see him all the time. Yeah. But work with him with these different groups doing international development work, trying to focus on really providing hope to the poorest of the poor. And we got involved in a lot of stuff happening with Hurricane Harvey. We were actually on the ground for Hurricane Harvey. We were in Rockport soon after the hurricane hit. And it really developed an understanding that, you know, all this great work we were doing around the world, we've got a lot of people in our own backyard that needed the same expertise and logistics. And that's what led us to the Hand Up Network.
Grant.
Yeah, I have been in international development as well for many years. I met my wife in missions as a young guy. So I grew up in New Zealand on a sheep and cattle ranch, and my wife grew up in East Texas, so I'm a transplant, but I got here as soon as I could, as they say.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a great base for me and my family, East Texas, for all the work that we've done. And I have a passion for helping people in a way that helps them to help themselves. So it's process driven. It's a lot of good intention behind helping efforts. My passion is helping people in a way that's respects them as individuals, respects their own individuality, this has been a great move for me and my family.
Okay, titles first. Are you the CEO, executive director?
Yes, I'm the CEO, executive director of the Hand Up Network.
And Grant, your title?
I'm just programs guy.
The programs guy. Program development, I think, is the word that we're going to be using.
We can
today.
Use that, yep.
Okay, and at the risk of being a little late to the party on this one, what exactly do you do at the Hand Up Network? Let's just kind of get a thumbnail on that.
Sure. Well, obviously, our focus has been trying to find people in need and try to address those needs. And we've noticed throughout our work throughout the world that there are a lot of great organizations that try to do different parts of these areas. But we really want to try to focus on the whole person. And we've seen throughout the world that programs that are very specific and very intentional, that don't replicate services, are programs that are the long-term most effective and what is needed for these people. And so when we started seeing the needs in East Texas and seeing what happened with Hurricane Harvey and all that, it really kind of, you know, got into our minds that we would love to bring the expertise that we developed throughout the world back into our own community. And so the Hand Up Network has been born out of that mission. And that mission is to focus on people in a tough season in life that need a hand up, not a handout, mm-hmm. and need a hand up to go and get themselves back on their feet and become really strong members of their society. And we want to do this in partnership with others. And so the Hand Up Network is truly a network. It's a group of organizations, churches, civic groups, governments, other ministries that are focused on trying to do things the right way. We're not about a welfare organization. We're about people that are intentional about helping themselves. And if you show the interest and show the intention that you want to do the work necessary to help yourself, we're going to come right along beside you. We're going to hold your hand through the process. We expect it to be a long one. it doesn't happen overnight. These journeys could be months and years in the making, and we're going to be right there. You put forth the effort, we're going to do the exact same thing with you.
Okay, before we go any further, this is already beginning to sound very interesting to me, and I'm sure to a lot of our listeners as well. New kids on the block, but off and running, I guess would be one way to sum it up. North Beckham Avenue, corner of Beckham and
Ferguson
Streets in Tyler. 903-597-5334 is the phone number, and the website is handupnetwork.com. But that website's going to look a little bit different in the next few weeks. So just keep going back there. There's going to be a lot more information, including a lot of the things we're going to be discussing today. As far as what you do, just really kind of getting into the nuts and bolts of it, you mentioned you're an international team with a wealth of experience from all over the world, and you help people. Okay, what do you do with people who need help? You don't throw money at them. How do we know if they want to change? Let's kind of start there.
Sure. Well, our team has really been assembled from people that have worked with us in all these different organizations, and they've done everything from disaster response to developing hospitals and clinics throughout the world to developing programs that actually help people get out of a tough season. And so to bring this at level of expertise back to our community is really an exciting thing. And so we focus, the concept of hand up, think about the hand. We focus on five areas, and it's the five fingers of focus is what we call it. Number one is obviously their spiritual relationship. We believe that in order to be successful, you have to have a strong spiritual relationship. Second would be then focusing on the well-being of the individual, both physically and mentally. You know, how are they doing? What is their current situation? We need to understand what we're trying to address and what we're trying to deal with. Then we also focus on their financial stability. You know, where are they? You know, do they have any type of financial support? Are they on their own? Do they have some type of pension? Whatever it may be, we need to understand what they're getting there. Next would be then their skill set and their education. You know, have they had any training? Have they had any type of education? What do we need to do to help get them in a position to go out and be successful on their own? And the last would be their support system. Unfortunately, a lot of the people that we focus on, their support system are people just like themselves.
Yeah.
And so that's not much of a support system. And so we need to be there during times of struggle. I mean, let's face it, we all need a hand up at some point, and some people need it now. And that's exactly what we're trying to focus on when we start talking about the five fingers of focus. But Grant can fill you in a little bit more on exactly how the program works.
Okay, Grant.
Yeah.
And before we do that, let's remind everybody that this is In Focus. I'm John Sims, and our guests are Sam Smith and Grant McLean with the all-new Hand Up Network in Tyler, and covering a wide area beyond Tyler, by the way. But Grant, go ahead and take the ball and run with it.
Sure. In terms of, like, it's a good question you asked before, what do we do with somebody who needs help? Because that's there's a lot of good intention out there, people who want to help somebody in need. The challenge has always been, how do we know that their needs are real? And how do we help them in a way that's going to be going to lift them out of poverty, lift them out of their current situation, whatever that need might be, and put them on a new path? And how do we know they're motivated to help themselves? So that all requires, from our point of view, it takes a process. So when somebody comes to us, either as a referral from another agency, a referral from a church, a referral from a community member, or they just walk through our door because they figure, what's a hand up? Maybe I need a hand up at this stage. However they come to us, they go through a process, which includes an intake interview. So they'll be scheduled for an interview with one of our staff. They'll we'll establish what their situation is. In that interview, we'll also identify if there's any what we call survival issues. A survival issue is if they don't know where they're going to sleep that night, or they don't know where their next meal is coming from, if they have some legal issues that are outstanding. Those are issues that we want to get addressed before they come into our programs, because we know that they're not going to be able to focus on their long-term change if they've got some real short-term crisis needs. So if they have those survival issues, we'll come up with a plan for them. We'll help them. We'll refer them to agencies who can help. So we work a lot. We're not into replication of services, as Sam said. So we'll help that person connect where they need to be. If somebody doesn't have survival issues, they'll be invited to a SPARK program. And the purpose behind a SPARK is to light a passion in their own lives for change. And most of SPARK is hearing from people just like them who have been in their situation and have further moved on down the track. And they can testify to what changes they've implemented in their life. So they'll go through five sessions, each focused on the areas of focus. And they'll be, at the end of that Spark program, they're invited to make a commitment to change their own lives. They don't have to ascribe to any position of faith. We're not trying to get somebody to sign up to Christianity, but they know that we're motivated by our own faith. But they are invited to make a commitment to their own change. If they do that, we assign them a mentor, and that mentor will help them develop a life plan, and that life plan will be unique for each individual. So regardless of their education, their situation, their plan is based on their skills and abilities, their desires, the things that motivate them, and where they want to go and what they want to do with their life. So their life plan will be the driver for what programs they access from the Hand Up Network program portfolio. And once they do start on that program phase and start working with their mentor, they can learn everything from budgeting to how to eat healthily. They can get counseling. We can plug them into counseling with other agencies to manage anger issues. We want them to become the best version of themselves that they can be.
Thank you very much, Grant. Very good, short, yet comprehensive assessment of what you do. This is the Hand Up Network we're talking about with Sam Smith and Grant McLean. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Hand Up Network, 200 North Beckham Avenue in Tyler, corner of Beckham and Ferguson. Phone number is 903-597-5334. Website is handupnetwork.com. I did get that right, didn't I? Sometimes I get tripped up on the .orgs, but it's handupnetwork.com. Keep watching that website. Still going to be the same website, but it's going to be upgraded and much more comprehensive.
Correct, as we add additional services and things, they're all coming online. This is a marathon, not a sprint, not only in our services, but also rolling out something like this is pretty substantial to do it well, and we don't roll out anything until we know for sure we can do it exactly the way we promise it.
Okay. Development of Hand Up Network partners. This is real important. Church members, business members, other agencies and institutions you've been working with. Let's get an assessment of where that stands just a few months into your existence.
Well, it's been really quite refreshing. As we've sat down and met with various churches, ministries, civic groups, the response has been overwhelming. They see a huge need for the expertise that we're bringing into our community. And it's not because they're not doing great work. It's just because there hasn't been a lot of joint effort. And so every group that is a part of the Hand Up Network actually has a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, that we sign with each other that clearly defines what they are going to do and what we're going to do and how we're going to work together. And that has been a very big refreshing light for most of these organizations, because, you know, history says, you know, they're doing good work and another group is doing good work, but there's not been a lot of communication amongst the others. And so now we're all in this together. And so as we're working to help these people get a new season in life, they're also coming alongside us and doing the same thing. If the person shows up at their door after they've been to our door and decided they didn't want to put forth the effort, first phone call they'll make obviously is to us. Hey, have you been working with this person? We can explain to them very clearly, you know, yes, we're trying to work with them, but until they really want to put forth the effort themselves, there's not a whole lot we're all going to be able to do. And so we don't want to not optimize resources. I write a blog called optimizingministry.com. It's been my passion for many years, and that's truly what we are doing at the Hand Up Network. Is we want to optimize every gift that God has provided to its utmost and fullest. And so we're not trying to replicate services, but we're trying to come alongside all these different organizations, all these groups that are working, and bring a focus of optimization that maybe hasn't existed in the past.
Okay, Tyler is flush with nonprofit agencies. Anybody who's been in the field, done radio work of the type that we're doing at this moment, or been involved as a volunteer or networker, as I have in a lot of ways in my almost 30 years in Tyler, understands that. But I want to just briefly bring up one agency in particular, because it sounds like there are a lot of parallels, and I think we can make a really good point on your behalf here. The East Texas Human Needs Network, which was formed several years ago to do a lot of the things that it sounds like you're trying to do, fill those gaps, bring people together, bring agencies together. And if we can, just in a nutshell, ask if the East Texas Human Needs Network is one of the agencies you're partnering with and that is buying into what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. Not only are they a network partner, but we're also working with other groups. Just to give you an example, the Literacy Council of Tyler is a network partner that we already have an MOU with. They are providing a lot of our GED and ESL training classes as we move forward. We've got other organizations. You know, just to give you an example, it's like, you know, the Salvation Army is doing great work helping people, providing food and shelter and so forth. But the programs that we provide help those people that they're helping actually reestablish themselves, get the training necessary to be able to go out there and do what they need to do. And so that's how we work as an organization, is we should be able to make other organizations better, but we provide a resource that probably has not existed in the past. A lot of people were doing a lot of great work, kind of doing it on their own. But what we're trying to do is bring logistics and functional expertise back into the work of what we're trying to accomplish out there in the community.
Okay, so taking a community that's already flush with nonprofit organizations and trying to take it to another level is really what it sounds like.
Yes, optimizing resources.
Optimizing resources. I like that. I'm glad you put it that way. Partners, church members, business members, other agencies and institutions that you work with, you've already given some examples of that. Was there anything else that you wanted to say, maybe about how people, churches, and businesses can partner with you if they haven't begun doing so already?
Yeah, both volunteering and giving, obviously, are ways that we can partner with lots of churches and individuals. So we have a lot of volunteer opportunities in our programs as well as in our response teams. So they can go to our website and indicate an area of interest to that volunteer. But there's some positions that we will actually require training and provide training in. So in mentorship, for example, and working one-on-one with clients and their life plan, that will be a trained position. There are other areas of volunteering that they'll bring their own skills and bring those to the table, and we will help deploy those in an effective way. And then there's just people that we need to help in the process of managing people. We are very client-focused. So in that network that Sam was talking about and the way we relate to other organizations, in the midst of that, we maintain a very client-focused approach. And so that's somewhat of a unique approach. It's what everybody would like to do, but a lot of programs are limited either by funding or by calendar. And because we are volunteer-focused and we deploy volunteers in an effective way, we have the luxury, if you like, of working with people over a very long period of time, because we know that life happens and life plans can often mean that there's delays or there's we have to refocus, or we try something and it doesn't work out as we intended, so we have to go back to the drawing board and replan. So all of that allows a point of distinction for the Hand Up Network in our client focus, is that we can take a long-term view, we can use people effectively, the people can utilize their skills and their passions in an effective way.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I wanted to also mention, Granted mentioned response teams. We haven't talked about our response teams.
I was going to go there.
One of the areas that we have a tremendous amount of expertise is we have leadership that has led teams all over the world, focusing on everything from development to tsunamis to hurricanes and so forth. This team is extremely proficient in what they do. And so we have brought this type of expertise into East Texas now. And so we are developing response teams. These response teams focus on three areas. One is community response. When we have a situation of need, one of our network partners calls us and says, you know, someone has had a fire at their home and they need some help, you know, they may engage with us and we may send a response team out. We also have outreach teams to go out and try to find people in need and try to help them know that there are resources available to help them if they're interested in being helped. And so we have teams that do that. And then obviously the one that's probably the most visible is disaster response. Now, we're not trying to be first responders. That's not what we do. The EMS people and all that do that. But we do have an expertise to come alongside those groups and bring a level of focus to try to help people for the long run. And one of the things that really bothered me, and I won't get into specifics, but during the Hurricane Harvey situation, there were a lot of groups that showed up when the cameras were on. Mm-hmm. And as soon as those cameras left, they left as well. Yeah. And the truth of the matter is churches and civic groups and so forth are the ones that are rebuilding Texas. And so from our perspective, we want to come alongside our network partners in East Texas, work with these groups, groups and actually start to develop a network to where if something happens in your town, we will come alongside you, we'll provide the logistics and the expertise to make sure that we get that community back up on their feet. And it's not a process that's just today or tomorrow. We're talking probably months and years ahead where there'll need to be teams coming out to help kind of rebuild from, unfortunately, the natural disasters that occur in our communities.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam Smith, Grant McLean, Hand Up Network, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, Hand Up Network at 200 Beckham Avenue, corner of Beckham and Ferguson. As you mentioned earlier, the former home of the East Texas Cornerstone Assistance Network, Assembly of God Church years ago. Green Acres had a presence there for a while, mm-hmm. so maybe some of these little notes and whatever I'm some of these little references, I should say, will help you pinpoint the exact Absolutely. Location of it. It's real easy to find. Yeah. It's actually on the edge of downtown Tyler. 903-597-5334 is the phone number. Website is handupnetwork.com. And the email address, we didn't give that out earlier.
Well, it's info@handupnetwork.com.
Yeah, okay. And we've talked about volunteers, donations. You can donate Absolutely. Online financially in-kind as well.
A lot of in-kind as well. It was interesting when we were doing the Hurricane Harvey type of thing. There were so many people reaching out to me through social media, texts, and so forth. How can I engage? How can I help? Well, we're going to provide that opportunity for people that want to engage and help the people in our own community. You know, if heaven forbid something like Hurricane Harvey happens again, we already have that type of network in place as well. But you can provide donations at our website. Obviously, resources, financial resources are always important. But you can also swing by our facility and donate, supplies, materials. We even take mattresses in, even though you can't sell mattresses or anything like that. When you have areas of disaster response, we also work with Child Protective Services. They need those type of things, and so we have become an outlet for that as well. And so we try to optimize any resource that anybody can provide to us. We try our best to try to take that and repurpose it and really try to help people the best way we can.
Okay, quick question here. You started in January. Here it is April, 4 months, and you make it sound like you're up and going and already doing a lot. How much do you feel that you've been able to accomplish in 4 months' time?
Well, everything that we just described to you, we're doing, but we're slowly rolling out a lot of this because we want to make sure that it's right. And so a lot of the MOUs are being signed as we speak. We've been working with our network partners and developing that network. We've also been working with all the different groups that we interact with out in the community to understand that we are who we say we are. We're not going to tell you we can do something and then we can't do it. So, yeah, today we're really good, but in months to come, we're going to be a lot better than we are today.
All righty, and you sound very confident of that. Hours of operation that you want to maybe tell us about?
Well, our facility is really open 8 to 5 during the week, and then we have our store open from about 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We have a little thrift store where people can come in and buy some things. We actually, it's our retail training program now, and so everyone that works in that facility is actually being trained on all techniques of retail, everything from point of sale to inventory control and so forth. But we provide a low-cost opportunity for some people in the community that want to buy things for their own kids and so forth. So we do provide that, and that's open from 10 to 2 on Saturday. But truthfully, if you really want to know the truth, we're 24/7. We're available if the phone rings and there's a situation that we need to respond to. We have people that are engaged and on call pretty much all the time.
Okay, 24/7. people need to be showing up at your front door at 3 o'clock if you know they're coming.
No, but there are people that basically have a situation that happened in the middle of the night, and when they do, they can send a message to us, and we have someone that is involved and engaged. And so most of the 24/7 stuff is emergency response. And so if a bad storm comes rolling through the area, we will have somebody on call. We will have somebody in assessment in that area fairly quickly. Our network partners that are established in those areas will obviously be on the phone talking to us. And so we're available to everyone in our network when that we need to be available.
Okay. So if you're having a crisis at 3 o'clock in the morning, don't drop by, but do make that phone call. And the number is 903-597-5334. You're based in Tyler. I'm assuming that for the moment most of your work is happening in Tyler in the immediate environs, but we have talked a lot about East Texas. How much territory do you actually cover through this agency?
Our goal and focus is to focus on the 37 counties of East Texas. And so our hope is to establish network partners in all these different communities and be able to provide these type of services for the long run in these areas.
Okay, 37 counties. We're talking about maybe towards the Louisiana border, maybe up as far as the Red River?
Or yeah, up to Texarkana and Paris and over. And, you know, you've got Sulphur Springs and Mount Pleasant and mm-hmm. Naples and those areas. And then all the way down, obviously, into the the Lufkin and Nacogdoches area as well. And so our hope is to provide an established network to where we can provide some of these programs in these areas. There'll be some specific type programs that'll need to be more centrally located for people. But long-term goal here is to provide anyone that has a need to have a new season in life an opportunity to engage with the Hand Up Network in East Texas.
Okay, we've covered a lot, and we still have a few minutes to go. And anything else that really is on your minds right now that you really feel we need to get out there that we haven't talked about, or maybe need to describe in a little more detail?
I think the key thing for me is to reinforce the idea that we're in it for a long haul. Even though we are only 4 months as the Hand Up Network, I would say there's been a transition from some of the East Texas Cornerstone Assistance programs and staff into this organization. So the things that we are doing now, we are benefiting from what has gone on before. A lot of the programs that the East Texas Cornerstone Assistance Network used to do have migrated along with into the Hand Up Network. Some of them have gone through transformation, and we've added a lot more to the program portfolio. So we are building on a foundation that others have established, and we realize we're coming into a community that, as you said, has a lot of resources and a lot of good intentions, has a lot of good work going on. And so we provide we're building on top of that, and we're also going to provide some coordination and some long-term client-focused resources and programs.
Must take a pretty big staff to do all of this work.
Well, actually, it takes a lot of volunteers. Mm-hmm. We have a okay-sized staff, not very large, but the staff is very well trained and very focused. We do add staff in when we need them for specific expertise. But our hope is, you know, there have been people that have approached us for years and years that want to engage. And a lot of them said we don't want to do things across the sea or internationally, but they can help here in our own backyard. And so we're thrilled to now have an opportunity for all those people to actually actively engage. And, you know, there's so much expertise in this community from a mission perspective, from a medical perspective, from a construction perspective. There are a lot of people that really want to help people. The key thing is they don't want to waste their time. They don't want to waste their resources. Mm-hmm. And what we have done is every volunteer opportunity we have is intentional. You're going to show up, and I have to tell you, you're going to come to me at the end of the day and complain that you're exhausted. And you know what? That's exactly what you came to do, and that's what we want to have happen. We're not about people showing up to volunteer and just standing around. We want people to engage. We want them to utilize the gifts that God has given them to come in and actually help enhance what we're trying to do for these people.
Okay. One thing that was in the notes that you provided to me as a way of preparing for the show ahead of time, how do you know if people want to change? Can I safely assume that that all comes out in the interview process and the program process that Grant described a few minutes ago?
Yes, that's correct. It does take time to establish how serious somebody is about life change, and that's why we have intentionally, before they even access programs and develop life plans, we spend a lot of time with that client, getting to know them through interviews, as well as inviting them to the Spark class process. So even having done that, we know that there are people who will engage with programs who, you know, we'll have second thoughts, and we want to minimize that. We want to have a process that kind of helps to weed out the ones who aren't really serious. But we know that realistically, there will be some who can engage with the programs and decide not to continue.
And I think it's important to point out that our intake and Spark program is really planting a seed. And we've seen throughout the world, every time we planted a seed, there are a lot of people that say, oh, well, if you're not going to give me something, I'm leaving. Yeah. And off they go. But I have to tell you, when their friends stayed and their friends started going through our programs, guess what happened? Those people came back, because when they realize that you're serious, they actually will eventually come back and engage. So we're planting a seed. Whether it gets nourished today, tomorrow, or whatever, they know that if you're serious about helping yourself, there's an opportunity to get out of it.
Okay, and guess what? We filled up nearly all of those 5 minutes that we had left to go, and it's been like that for the last half hour. I ask a question, you guys just run with it. I have to comment on how enthusiastic and committed you come across as with regard to the work that you're doing. So keep it up.
Thank you.
We're about to wrap it up. Sam Smith and Grant McLean with Hand Up Network, our guests this morning on In Focus. Thanks again, gentlemen. Appreciate your coming by and sharing the great news about this new organization.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Sam Smith, Grant McLean from Hand Up Network, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thanks, as always, for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.